From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Republican presidential candidates will square off in a debate tonight in Manchester, New Hampshire, just days before the state's primary on Tuesday. NPR's Ron Elving reports there's a lot of attention on Marco Rubio, who came in third in the Iowa caucuses and is rising in the national polls.
The young senator from Florida, though, is really the hot ticket in New Hampshire right now. He's expected to do no worse than third. He's certainly in the running for second. John Kasich is also in the running here. Everyone coming up, of course, a little behind Donald Trump still at this point. But it's Rubio who has the national momentum then going on into South Carolina if he does well in New Hampshire.
Candidate Carly Fiorina is being dropped from the debate because her poll numbers are too low to qualify. There will be seven GOP contenders on stage tonight. At least 14 people are dead after a powerful earthquake shook Taiwan today. Dozens of people are reported missing. The magnitude 6.4 quake toppled several buildings in the city of Tainan, including a 17-story high-rise apartment building. As many as 35,000 Syrians may be stranded on the border with Turkey. European Union foreign ministers met with their Turkish counterpart today, and as Terry Schultz reports, they warned Ankara it has an international obligation to help the refugees.
Turkey has closed some border crossings with Syria, as Ankara says it's looking for space to put tens of thousands of new arrivals fleeing a Russian-backed government offensive. After meeting Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu in Amsterdam, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says foreign ministers reminded him the Geneva Convention requires true refugees must be given shelter.
It is unquestionable that people coming from inside Syria are in need for international protection.
Çavuşoğlu says Turkey will maintain its open border policy for Syrians, but he had a request of his own.
Somebody has to stop Russia and Iran, which are supporting, obviously, the regime in Syria.
International negotiations seeking a political solution in Syria broke down in Geneva last week. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Police in Austria say five skiers were killed in a massive avalanche in the western part of the country. Kerry Skyring reports several others were rescued after being buried by snow.
In all, 17 skiers were caught in the avalanche, which swept down a slope in the Tyrolean Alps. Police say the five dead are all from the Czech Republic and were on a tour away from marked ski slopes. The remainder were either dug from the snow by rescue teams or managed to dig themselves out. Eyewitnesses who raised the alarm say the front of the avalanche was several hundred meters wide. There have been numerous avalanches throughout the day in this part of the Alps, a result of fresh snowfalls followed by rising temperatures. Avalanche danger warnings had been issued well ahead of the accident. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Skyring in Vienna.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Turkish police seize nearly 50 substandard inflatable boats made in unlicensed factories, much like the ones used by refugees. NPR's Peter Kenyon says Turkish officials also say they're caring for the latest wave of Syrians to reach the Turkish border.
The state-run Anatolia News Agency says raids on factories in Izmir led to 49 inferior-quality inflatable boats being seized. Proceedings have begun that could lead to the closing of the factories. Earlier raids found defective life jackets being sold at discount prices to Syrians and other migrants trying to get to Europe. Separately, the governor of Kilis on the border with Syria says Turkish and other aid groups are caring for tens of thousands of Syrians who fled escalating combat around Aleppo. At the moment, he says there's no need to bring them across the border into Turkey. Turkey's already hosting some 2.5 million Syrians. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The search for three people after two small planes collided off the coast of San Pedro, California, yesterday has been suspended. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams says a debris field was found in the waters off Long Beach earlier today.
In one case, we found debris where we found a logbook, a flight logbook, that indicated the tail number and the owner of that aircraft. That's how we ascertained that there were two passengers in one of the planes.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has taken over the recovery process now that the search has been called off. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.